So what they've done is, through the injection, they put nanobots in the form of graphene oxide and hydrogel into your bodies, and you literally, as these interface with the brain cells, this causes you to become a receptor, a receiver, and a transmitter of signals. And they can be, these can be picked up externally, and externally you can be manipulated. And this is what DARPA has done, the Defense Advanced Research Project Agency of the Defense Department. They're working on mind control of soldiers by implanting them with graphene oxide. This is well documented in the scientific journals, and there's companies that, like in-brain neuroelectronics, which uses graphene oxide to interface with the brain to create a receptor and a transmitter to be able to control people's behavior. That's where we're going. That's transhumanism.
They have now actually created a term for fully vaccinated and fully boosted people. They're now calling them homobiogenesis, homoborgogenesis, homo, instead of homo sapiens.
Homo Borg's like a cyborg.
Like a cyborg, B-O-R-G, homo Borg genesis. So the new creation of a Borg type of group of people, that they, we can move them into the transhumanism movement and hook them up to the Internet of Things and to the Internet of Bodies, and we can train them into to be androids. And then the people that survived it but got really, really sick.
Yeah.
Aber heute kommt richtig raus.
Ja.
Wann hast du gemacht diese Impfung da?
3 Wochen.
Ja. Vor 3 Wochen.
Ja.
Aber hast du starke Magneten?
Wie kann ich das sehen?
Hast du Hand, das ist so. So.
Ja.
Ja.
The product, the vaccine is effective and safe.
Talk, if you can, for a moment about the safety. What have you learned about serious side effects in this vaccine? Can for a moment about the safety. What have you learned about serious side effects in this vaccine? Can for a moment about the safety. What have you learned about serious side effects in this vaccine? Can for a moment about the safety. What have you learned about serious side effects in this vaccine? What can you tell us about the effectiveness of the drug? We know it was 95%. What can you tell us about the effectiveness of the drug? We know it was 95%. What the effectiveness of the drug? We know it was 95%.
Oh! Oh, God.
It's a tree frog.
Yeah. Touch it. Here, touch it.
Oh, this is bad. This is...
So this happened from asteroids, right? At least that's what we've been programmed to believe. But what if I told you that this was a phenomena that has happened from below and not something that fell from above? Isn't it interesting that what we have thought to be craters look a lot like geysers? Now let's compare both side by side. Pretty similar, right? Now, don't you find it strange that if these were from the impact of meteors, that no such thing is ever by or around these craters? Check out what Genesis 7:11 says. It says, in the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, the 17th day of the month, the same day were all the fountains of the great deep broken up, and the windows of heaven were opened. Are you following me? God opened up the windows of heaven, and water came out through the firmament, and also it sprung up from the ground. Think about these as giant geysers that erupted at the time of the flood. Satan, the god of this world, and those who are serving his purpose are trying to cover up the fact that God has judged the world before by a flood. And as 2 Peter says, that these scoffers are willingly ignorant that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was being overflowed by water perished. They deny the flood because if that happened, then so will his judgment by fire later come to pass. These large craters are also proof of a flood.
So you want to know what I think of Elon Musk being a flat earther? This psychopath? One of the worst of them all. This guy not doing anything good or anything honest. Remember that one time he told everyone that he said to Tesla to orbit the Earth? There was a glitch. Let's check it out. You know it's real because it looks so fake. Remember those words, Elon? Oh, yeah? Or... oh. That makes a lot more sense. Remember the jacket that he wore to the Met Gala in 2018? What's that say on his jacket? You do understand what Novus Ordo Seclorum means. In Latin, right? New World Order. Yeah. This guy's a Republican Bill Gates, dude. And he's trying to put brain chips in everybody's brain. You do realize you put that brain chip in your brain, you are not a human anymore, legally. You're transhuman. So human rights, better throw that shit out the window. Have you not seen the clip of Elon Musk's spaceship scraping against the firmament? Okay, I'll give it to you. While you're watching it, though, think water. This clip in and of itself basically affirmed to me and woke me up to that there is 100% something up there, and we can definitely not leave. And here is a live video of them trying to break it. Look, here's the ship coming off of the firmament. Look at it. It's going to go back onto it now. Look at this. Look at this. Dude. People just watch this. Look at this. They are trying to cause a flood. It gets good. It gets really good right here, though. Yeah, zoom in, buddy. Get in there real close. Look at these ripples. Does that look like it's scraping against water? Oh, shit. What in the... So if Elon Musk were to give me a call and say, hey, buddy, you want to go out for some drinks? I want to show you. This is all real. I probably wouldn't take his offer. Whoa, side note here, Vladimir Putin makes new Tartaria archive public? This lie is just as big as this one. Nobody is seeing curvature. Nobody can demonstrate gravity. Antarctica, not a continent, it's an ice wall that surrounds us 360 degrees, containing the water. Because water always needs a container.
Don't confuse regret for repentance. The flesh lies to you, and you say, I'll never do that again, but deep down in your heart, you're saying, well, maybe at least not for a couple of weeks. This comes back to the very crafty nature of the flesh, which will say things like, you feel bad, God, I'm sorry, and really what you want is relief from the guilt, but not release from the sin. To repent means to change your mind. It's to come into agreement with God and to say, I agree with you. What I'm doing, how I'm thinking, it's wrong. This thing has to go now, and it has to go permanently, and it has to go in all forms.
This gentleman right here is struggling with his breathing. I cast this sickness out in the name of Jesus. It goes in the name of Jesus. Breathe for me. How's your breathing? Say again.
Great.
Something's been holding you back this whole time, and now you're free, sir. You're free. Thank Jesus. That's him.
Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Lisa, and I'm here to share a word from Glenda Lomax. The title is Pure Gold, and this word was posted December 26, 2022. Those of my children who remain quiet when you should be taking a stand for my name's sake will remain in the earth for the time of intense persecution yet to come. You do not love me enough to stand for me now, so I will allow you the gift of seeing your need of me. Then your faith will be tried by fire, that you may emerge as purified gold and be called home to me. I have told you those who are not willing to pick up their cross and follow me are not worthy of me, so I will cause you to choose. If you do not choose in the present time, you will choose in the season of intense persecution. Those who do not choose to stand for me in that time will lose their souls, when they will receive the mark of my enemy. For my children who stand for me now in the face of the persecution that is, I will soon call you home to me, for I do not desire you would see the evil that is coming. And that is the end of this message. I pray you all have a beautiful day in the Lord. God bless each and every one of you, and I will see you either next video or in the air. Bye-bye.
But at least y'all caught that part. Nope, I'm good. Nope.
For some time now, YouTuber Bobby Bars has suspected his home might be haunted. In fact, the activity became so frequent and strange, he began documenting it all on his YouTube channel, World Paranormal. In this clip, we see Bars rapping in a TikTok video. At first, you'd think it's just him spitting some mad fire, but soon, something strange begins to happen in the background. The Sonic plushie in the background raises its arm, seemingly all on its own. Viewers immediately said it was the work of a poltergeist. A poltergeist is a type of ghost or supernatural entity believed to be responsible for physical disturbances, such as loud noises and objects moving or being thrown around. Some people believe that poltergeists are malevolent entities that seek to harm or scare people, while others think they may be the manifestation of a person's subconscious or repressed emotions. Given that Bars has spotted other activity in and around his home, it certainly does make you wonder whether his house could be haunted by some kind of unresolved spirit.
Hey everyone, hey brothers and sisters, today is the day the Lord has made. Maybe someone will get saved. Grigory Leps is a singer-songwriter from Russia. He's throwing up the devil horns here. And here, he's probably just rock and roll, right? He's doing an interesting gesture with his hands there. And everyone, he's doing the Uttara Bodhi Mudra, a funny-sounding name. But if you Google Uttara Bodhi Mudra, you will see a mudra is a gesture taken from yoga that is supposed to represent supreme enlightenment. It is not. It is deception. It is the false light of Lucifer. In a biblical world that we all live in, we can see the pride of humanity is to do these poses like this. These pictures are out there for the most part, usually in social media or on Pinterest. Brothers and sisters, everyone watching, God bless you.
My knee is sprung a little bit and it's bleeding on the inside of the knee.
So knee go back into place right now. Yes. Bleeding stop. Trauma go. Pain go in Jesus' name right now. Be healed.
Jesus' name.
Now walk a tiny bit. Tell me how you're feeling from that.
Every bit of pain go. Life and strength.
Feel better, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the pain is leaving even more now. So, Lord, we thank you. So, Holy Spirit, keep on ministering to her. Keep on ministering to the Holy Spirit. Knee, go back into place. You will not need surgery. We declare that knee be perfectly in place.
We agree.
Trauma gone. Any chipped bone, go back into place. Jesus makes all things new.
Right.
In Jesus' name right now. So, walk a little more. All pain gone. You feel the power of the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Feels good, don't it?
More, Lord. More life and strength. Life and strength in Jesus' name.
So
you want to take a really good step of faith right now?
Mm-hmm.
Take the brace off. And as you take the brace off, more power is going to flood into your body.
Yes, and also,
right now it's happening. More power is going into you you're doing that because that's an act of faith. So more power is going into your leg in Jesus' name. Your knee is being totally healed. So take a few steps and tell me. And so now we declare confidence in that leg also. Confidence in your leg.
Yes.
Confidence. Any atrophied muscles be strengthened in Jesus' name.
Mm. Muscles become strong right now in Jesus' name.
It's good.
Mm-hmm.
No pain.
Praise the Lord.
Keep on walking, sis, because this is your day. This is your day. Jesus is a miracle-working God, and you know it.
Yes.
He loves you. You are in Jesus. Jesus is in you.
Mm-hmm.
It says, by his stripes you have been healed. That's past tense. It's already done. All you got to do is claim what's yours. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Say,
thank
you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Healer.
You are my healer.
Glory
amen.
To
and
God.
See this. Lord, forgive me for my sins.
Lord, forgive me for my sins.
I plead the blood of Jesus.
I plead the blood of Jesus.
That sets me free.
That sets me free.
Lord, I give you my life.
Lord, I give you my life.
Take Amen. Over.
Take over.
Amen. I give you my hands.
I give you my hands.
I give you my feet.
I give you my feet.
And I want to run with you.
I want to run with you, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Jesus name.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah, Lord.
You
bless
have a testimony,
her.
Sister. You have a testimony. And so we declare your hands are healed. Healing hands in our sister. Healing hands in our sister. You are going to minister healing to people. The Bible says, I feel the power of God is moving.
And you're going to evangelize.
You feel that?
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says, freely you have received, freely give. So Holy Spirit, stir up the gifting in our... You have the Holy Spirit, and he will manifest his power any way he wants. And we declare healing hands, because you just see it. So how does it feel when you're walking now?
I feel better.
Amen. You feel like everything's tight in place?
Yes.
Glory to
God.
Glory. It's an amazing miracle. And
wow.
How long do you need to have that? I can feel
Praise
the power
the Lord.
Of God. I feel the power of God right here.
Yes.
The weight
in
is
week?
Glory.
Wow.
Isn't that incredible? Jesus
is that amazing?
Miracles.
Thank you, Jesus.
It helps you to know that he
Lord.
Loves you.
Yes.
He loves you and he's watching over you. He's got
More
your back.
Life and strength.
We declare that in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Yes. Full restoration in Jesus' name.
Isn't that amazing? She was like, she was like barely walking. With that price line, she was having a hard time walking.
I know.
Take 5 minutes getting the door to the steps.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Walk some more, sis. Walk some more. Hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
More life, more strength.
Glory to God.
Glory, glory. She's even going
Jesus
past the car.
Lord, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How does it feel? It's amazing.
Feels good.
Oh, And I, you know what? When you said that, I could tell you're like drunk in the spirit right now, even.
She's drunk in the spirit.
Oh my goodness, I'm so amazed.
She's drunk in the spirit right now. The Holy Spirit's all over you, sis.
Wow.
Glory to
God. Glory. He's got his hand on your life.
Yeah.
Right, right. Right.
And Lord, bless our sister too. Bless her, Lord. She reveal yourselves to them, Lord, in Jesus' name.
This will help you to know that this, even though this world is screwed up, you live in a different world. The kingdom of heaven is a different kingdom. It's invisible, but you can have it manifest in your life in the physical.
Yes.
Amen.
We speak of things that are not as though they are, because the righteous live by faith. Mm-hmm. Amen. And
Amen.
He did this for you because he has wonderful plans for you,
yes,
exceeding every imagination.
Hallelujah.
And you too. Hallelujah.
And
God bless you.
And right now, if the left leg was shorter because of tight muscles, we command every tight muscle in her back, hip, and leg to be loosened, and for the left leg to come out to the same length as her right leg if that was current. So right now, left leg come out.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Name.
You feel any stretching on your left leg?
Mm-hmm.
You feel a stretching on your left leg? Because that'll happen. When you get an injury, the muscles will get tight in the back, the hip, and the leg, and it makes your leg draw up, so it makes your leg length uneven. So God will make your leg grow even. So you felt the stretching?
Yes, I feel it.
Now when you're walking, tell me if you feel more level.
Mm-hmm. That just came as y'all praying for me. It was a worship.
Oh, the scripture just came down.
A scripture verse. What was the scripture?
Which scripture was it?
I didn't even see it.
What was it? On notifications. There it is.
Right there. That's the scripture.
What is that?
Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith.
Because of y'all, this came through my faith.
Praise the Lord.
For the joy that was set before him endured
and
the cross.
And look at my brother,
says God. Despising the shame and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God.
Take me to you.